Kelim Perches Mishnah Vov. We're going to have to give a hakdama now to the idea of Mukav Tzomet Psil, which we've referenced before, but now we're going to explain it with a little bit more clarity. The din that when there's a kli which is tightly sealed, Tzomet Psil is like a screw cap, it's completely sealed, a kli, and this kli is inside a tanur that has tumah, there's a sheretz there. So the tahara, the oichel, which is inside the kli, mukav, tzomet, psil, does not become tameh. It sounds similar to the halacha that we've had now over a bunch of mishnayis, which is that if you have, let's say we'll go back to Mishnah Beis, when you have a kupa or a chemes, and it's sticking out above the Pesach to this kli, is sticking out above the ear space of a tanner. So we see it as occupying a different space. It's not toich of the tanner. Sounds like sort of the similar idea when something is completely sealed inside a kli. So we don't see it as in the toich of the tanner. However, there is a very basic distinction between the two, and it goes like this. By Tzomet Psil, which is a Gzeres HaKosov, we'll see the Makairis. The halacha is, like we said, the case is that Tahara in the Kli Mukav Tzomet Psil is Nishma Min Hatuma, that's outside in the ear space of the Tanur. However, in the other case, where the Tuma is inside the Kli Mukav Tzomet Psil, it's not Matzel, the whole Tanur, from being Makabal Tuma. The fact that the tumah is in a mukav tzomet psil inside the tanner does not render it not inside the tanner. That's only when you can look at a toich with another toich, when you have a kli where the pesach of the kli is raised above the tanner, so then the enclosure of the kli defines it, since it has a pesach outside the tanner, as not being in the tanner. It's pashut not in the toich of the tanner. Over here in mukav tzomet psil, it's still in the tanner. No, the Gzeres HaKosov is that the tahara that's in the kli mukav tzomet psil is nishmar min hatumah outside. It doesn't transmit. Not pshat that it's in a different toich. So the Mishnah says, beis seor mukav tzomet psil. A beis seor is a kli cheres, which they used to store seorim in, pieces of barley. And it has two compartments. And it's closed up with a tight seal. V'nosun l'toich ha-tanur, it's in a tanur. Ha-sor v'asheretz b'soichoi. The sor is in one compartment of the kli, and the sheretz is in another. V'akeretz b'netayim, there's a wall inside the kli, like a jar, and there's a wall inside the jar that goes down the middle. Ha-tanur tomei, because like we said, the fact that Tumah is inside the Mukav Tzomet Psil is not Matzel the Tanur. However, there's a wall, there's a compartment separating the Sa'or from the Sheretz, and Memela has Sa'or, Tor. That's in the Mukav Tzomet Psil. V'mohayu kezayis min ha-meis, if in one of the compartments is from a dead body, and the Sa'or is in the other, Hatanur is Tomei, V'habay is tome. The mace is considered being metame, everything that's in the house, the din of tumas mace ba'oil. However, v'hasor tohor, because tahara that's in a clean mukav tzomet psil is not mekabel tumah. Im yesh shom peseach tefach, if between the two compartments is a little bit of an opening, not a mashu of an opening, but a peseach tefach, that Pesach Tefach is a basic halach in Maseches Oilah, so that's considered ear space to transmit Tumah. That's the Shir, halach Moshe Mitzinai, HaKol Tameh. That takes away the separation of the Mukav Tzomet Psil from the Tahara that's in one of the sides of the Kli. That's interesting that the din of Mukav Tzomet Psil has its Makor in something that's more shaykh to the Sefer of the Mishnah, Kizayis Men Ames. The Torah says in Parshas Chukas, in the Parsha of Tumas Oil, Zois HaTor Odom Kiyomis Boil, Kolabo Loil Uchalashe Boil, Yitmo Shivas Yomim, that's Tumas Meis, V'chol Kli Pasuach, Asher Ein Tzomet Psil, Olov Tomehu, Baistois, that a kli that has on it a tzomet psil, it's tightly sealed, is tahor. Now what we're talking about is the content of the kli. That's what's tahor. The Gemara in Chulin, Dav Chovei, as in Arichus, the Gemara explains that this din, that the contents of the kli that's tightly sealed don't become tome, is because a kli cheres, we're talking about it's locked up in a kli cheres. The kli cheres is not mekabel tumo me gaboy, it's metamal only baviroi, and the aviroi is tightly sealed. What happens if you have a kli eitz or a kli mateches? The outside of the kli is doch yet exposed to the oil or to the sheretz in the tanner. So that becomes tame, and once that's tame, that tumor goes inside the kli, because the whole kli is tame, and that avada would transmit to the oichel, and then you have a problem. It's important to point out that the din of the sefer yeshom pesach tefach hakol tame is only true in the context of tumas meis, because tumas meis, like we said, is mispashetes, and it fills the whole room. It's not just mitame bavir, it's memale the whole space, and then memale, if there's a space to another ta, to another compartment, even if you look at it completely, it's two separate compartments, the mice is memale, and it goes with a pesach tefach, it goes into the next space. Masha'enkein, tumas sheretz, which is being transmitted over here in the ear space of a kli cheres, it's not memale kol ho'avir. It's mitame if it's in the same toich. It's not in the same toich, because they're two separate compartments. Pesach tefach does not define it as two separate, as one space. It's still defined as two spaces. That's the basic tzuras and shmaitz of the Mishnah. Now, another illustration of the difference between how there's a transmission of tumah legabe tumas meis and tumas sheretz that plays itself out over here is the fact that by us in the Mishnah's Mavur, that the din of tzomet psil is matzel, the tahara that's in the kli. But if there's a sheretz in the kli, we said that everything in the ear space of the tana becomes tame. The fact that the dead sheretz is in a tzomet psil is not matzel, the tana mitumosoi, which is what's known b'loshna rishonim, is tzomet psil have a dafka al tahara b'loy al tuma. And there's an Arichus Dvorim in a Raivid in Teres Koinim, Rabbi Seinu Mucha, it's a Mishnah's Tyrus, brings all the raid, Arichus, where it, what's Mavur in Rishonim is that the reason why there's a din of Dafkal Tahar Balei Al Tumma is Bekur, is only insofar, the Hatzolah Tzomet Psil is only insofar that the Kli doesn't become Tomei. But if the Kli, I'm sorry, we'll say that backwards. The halacha that the tzomet psil is not matzel when the tum is in the kli is because the dover tome, that is the sheretz inside the kli, is metama the kli. Once it's metama the kli, then the kli is not matzel it to be transmitted to the area outside. If the kli is not choytzitz, it's not matzel. The din of tzomet psil doesn't exist. So the din of tzomet psil is only insofar that it's choytzitz, it can't be choytzitz if it itself is tame. The problem is that they have a Mishnah Mufurish in Perches Oelis Mishnah Vov about two pieces of chatzi zayis of a mace that are inside kelim, and there would be hakovas tzomet psil, except that there's two pieces of chatzi zayis, each one's not metam of the kli, because the chatzi zayis min ames is not metam of the kli. For afilo hochi over there, we say that there's no din of mukav tzomet psil lahatzel the outside from the tumah that's inside the kli. So it's clear that's not the reason. The reason is there's some type of chiluk between the one and the other. So what Rabbi Seinu explained is that the din of tzomet psil ba'oil hameis is different than the sheretz and the avir klicheres. And this is mamish what we just explained. Oil hameis, tumah is memala kol avir, there's a halacha that tumah is bekeh va'oilah. Again, these are very deep nusagim that we'll see in Yetzir Hashem in Meseches Oilus. But what it means over here is that when it's memala the ear space, that reality is a reality. Nothing stops it, not even a tzom psil. That's why tzom psil is a non-hatsolo legabe tumas meis. Legabe tumas sheretz is only if it's in the same toich. There's a tumor of quasi-negia because they're in the same toich. But it's not memale, it's not bekeh vayla, it's not tum ritzutza. Therefore, the way it transmits is only if it's in the same place. And then the shal is, it's forth in a kli, that's mukav tzam psil, it's not in the same place. So then you have to say that if the kli becomes tamei, that would render it in one place because the kli is not choytzitz. Masha enkein, if the kli would not be metame, so then even the tuma b'toicha kli would be considered in a different space because it's in a different kli. So mel, that would be matzel. That's another illustration of the chiluk between the two. L'maisa, they have a problem because in the Rambam Pirush Mishnah is by us in the Mishnah, when he explains the chiluk between Tzomet Psil, ala Taira, vale ala Tumah, he puts together very clearly Tumas Meis and Tumas Sheretz Bavir. He puts the two together. It doesn't sound like there's a fundamental chiluk between the two. That's a tzarek here. These are inyanim that we're going to have to go back and be memashmish at various points, both in Meseches Kelim and both in Meseches Oholos. Now let's go on to Mishnah Zayin. Hasheretz shenimtza ba'ayin sholtanu. A sheretz that's found in the ayin kishmeinu, kishmeinu, it's an eye. What does it mean, an eye? There's an eye looking out of the tanur. The way the Rav explains it, it's a chur, like a hole that looks like an eye, that lets out smoke. It's a hole on the side of the oven. Looks like it's a peephole. When you put in the pasla tanur, so you don't want, when you're in the middle of baking, you don't want the heat to be lost by going out of that hole, so you stuff it. It's not properly the toich of the tanur. Now, geographically, if it's to let out smoke, it's going to have to be a little bit further up. This is the way the Rav says. Other Mepharshim, you look at the Rosh and the Rambam, the way they say it was a hole on the bottom, either to take out ashes that are on the bottom that are getting in the way of the cooking, or to put in a little bit more wood if you feel like the fire needs a little bit more encouragement. So the iron would be on the bottom. You look also at the Rambam. The Rambam says iron over here is because sometimes it's open, sometimes closed, like an eye. Kitzur, sheretz shenimtza ba'ayin shel taner, ba'ayin shel kiro, ba'ayin shel kupach, on any of these three different cooking apparatuses, min asofa apnimis v'lachutz, which means the sheretz is on the ledge, which is the ayin to the outside, which is open to the inside and open to the outside. If it's on the ledge, tohor, even though now it's open, it's not considered the same airspace as the ear inside, because that's a mokum that's omid lehisosim when the baking, cooking is taking place. Here we're talking about the tanur is in an open place. Farshim say takas kips hashemayim. It's not in an oil. Afilu kizayis min ameis. Even if on the iron, on the ledge, is a kizayis min ameis tohor. Even though again the ear is open, the eye is open to the inside of the tanur. Tumah is not averis from here to there. There's nothing defining it as in the same ear space. So it's not metame that which is inside. Now here, a word of explanation is in order. L'chayra, in the hole, the ayin, it's mahil on top of the sheretz, which is sitting on the ayin of the tanur. So why isn't that enough to be mispashit into the whole pnimius of the tanur, to be mamal the pnimius of the tanur, for it to become tame? So we have to understand, there's a musig again, a holus, and it's Meshach Shachri over here also, we'll explain it over here and it'll come up a lot of times. There's tumah that's in an oil that we've had numerous times now. The way it works is that the oil kiviyochel takes the tumah and it's mamala the whole ear space of that mokim with an oil with tumah. The shear of an oil to be considered a structure around it is a tefach. An ayin is not a tefach, so it's like open space. Open space, you'll say, but there's a roof that lemaisa is mahil over here and on there. Tumah that's not underneath a proper oil of pesach, tefach, is not memale. It's what's called tumah ritzutza. Ritzutza means that it's baikas v'oila, kiviyoku. We see the tumah here, and it's just metama, whatever's on top of it, going straight up, ad l'shamayim. It's because, well, it shoots straight up. It's not mispashetes. It's not metame the inside of the tanur. It's not metame anything inside the tanur. And it's not metame the tanur itself. Now that Mishnah Fir Zois, from Yesham Pesach Tefach, if in the space of the Ayin, the Chalal Ho'ayin, there's a Tefach al Tefach Berum Tefach, it has to be wide height, and it has to be around the Tefach. So then Hakol Tomei, the Pesach Tefach defines it as Tumah Mamale, it's with an oil, it's Mamale, the whole inside space of the oil, it goes to the whole Tanur, everything becomes Tomei. We'll be messiahing this din with one svara that the Rishash over here take a look at, and there's a Chaznish that talks about it. The shaila is when the tumah sameis, let's say, is sitting on the ayin, and we'll have to say the Mefarshim said the ayin is not under the oil, it's not under the roof, it's sticking out on an angle, and Mela, where it's sitting is not under the roof of the tanus, it's not tachas oil. Then the shaila only is if it's in the ear space of the tanur, and that it's not if it's not a pesach tefach. And if it is a pesach tefach, then it's considered in the ear space. And the question is, has that become in the one ear space? Normally, pesach tefach is a din. Let's say you have two rooms in a house, and the two rooms are keved two oiholois. The fact that is that there's a pesach tefach, there's an opening between the two, there's a window, there's some hole. That's a tefach al tefach between the two rooms. So there we look at the room now as one, because they have the same roof over them. Two rooms in a house have the same roof. If there's a pesach tefach between the two rooms, so then we see it now as one. But that's only because you could see them as one because they're covered by the same roof. Over here, that's not the case. Who says the din of pesach tefach al tefach works over here to transmit the tumah further into the whole tanur that akol tameh? This is the tmiyah on this din. Because of this, others, you look at the nimukim agriv over here on the daf, talk about that the ayin protrudes slightly into the oil of the tanur, and that's why it could be mispashut bekuloi. But it's not so pashut. There's a raid in Reb Chaim, Chiddush Reb Chaim Alevi, in Hilchos Sukkah, Perek Hey, that can sign that even by Pesach Tefach, between two rooms, by Aholois, it's not because it's one roof, because Batsim it's one roof, and the Pesach Tefach then takes away the dividing wall. But the pshat is, it's Taka Mispashe Tumah from one place to another, one oil to another. So it's not Poshut that the little ceiling, so to speak, above the ayin, can't, if it's Pesach Tefach, can't then go into the town, even though Batsim it's not one place. So there's a lot of work to be done with these Musogim.